The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed on this episode belong solely to the speaker and do not reflect the views of the speaker's employers, organizations, associated groups, or any sponsors of Mind and Design. While we are interested in moving the discussion of mental health forward and normalizing these topics, we are not mental health professionals. And more importantly, we're not your mental health professionals. If you're suffering from a mental health crisis, contact your doctors, call 911 for an emergency, or contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline 24 hours a day at 1-800-273-8255.
Hey everybody, welcome to Mind Plus Design, the show where we find the connection with mental health and the creative arts. I'm Bobby, and simply, I'm a basic bitch. I'm also a designer, and I'm also one host of the show.
And I'm Stephanie, and I simply got lost on the way to my last marketing review and somehow wound up here on this call with you lovely people. I'm also a graphic designer, and I'm also a host of this show.
Awesome. So with us today, Stephanie, is a very special guest, someone near and dear to my heart, the king of cat noises. He is a digital designer at Stripe Theory, Dara Parias. Hey, Dara.
Hello, hello. It's good to be here. I know Bobby for a while, but it's my first time meeting Stephanie. It's very nice to meet you. And I'm excited to be here. I'm talking about simplicity.
Yes. So that is the topic of our episode tonight, is simplicity. And the reason we want to cover this is we hear simplicity as designers, non-creatives, everybody hears simplicity, but we kind of want to educate people on what it is. When I was looking at the show, I was like, oh, I have to have Dara, because Dara is probably the best at simplicity. I'm probably the best designer who uses simplicity that I probably ever met in my life, because
that's high praise.
That is. I mean, Stephanie, like, you're talking about a designer who didn't do anything in color. His photos, like, one, he's also a badass photographer. Dara, you're badass with photography, but shoots in black and white. Shoots in black and white.
That's awesome.
I recently expanded into colors, so I have to put that out.
That's exciting. That's a big jump. I'm proud of you, Dara.
Thanks.
Bobby, you're the best buddy for gassing somebody up, for real. But I guess I will start us off by asking you, Dara, as the master of black and white photography and simplicity, you know, talk to me about what simplicity is and what it means. And I think as designers, we see stuff floating around, like minimalism was such a strong trend and still is. But tell me what simplicity means to you.
That's a good question. I guess I grew up, you know, around my dad being a graphic designer, just a little bit, you know, giving you a history of the environment I grew up in. And I saw him like designing stuff, drawing stuff. And he uses this technique called pointillism, which I really love when he does it, but I get really frustrated when I look at it because it becomes really, really complex. And he doesn't do it on a small scale. He does it on a really big scale. So I have this guy growing up and looking at, you know, him just sitting hours and hours at his desk and just putting these dots together. And, you know, that really got me thinking into like, you know, okay, do I want to be a graphic designer? What style do I like, you know? And, you know, from then I started like, you know, just exercising and drawing and expanding into school. And I started going to a high school of art, in fact. And I studied graphic design in high school. And then, you know, just continue to where I am. I recently graduated with a BFA in graphic design at Georgia State University. I worked for Bobby for a year and a half, the best marketing specialist. And thank you so much, Bobby, because if it wasn't because of your guidance, I wouldn't be here right now where I am. And so I do appreciate that. Even though we have different styles, but I'm glad that we both are able to appreciate, you know, our work art, you know, and everything we create. And that's the beauty of, you know, being an artist. Sorry, I got a little bit carried away, but getting to the point, to me, you know, what simplicity means after all years, you know, those years of, you know, learning and understanding, you know, principle of graphic design, what, you know, simplicity, it is a principle of graphic design to me. And that is the biggest difference between, you know, minimal design and simplicity. And I guess there's just so many things to simplicity. You know, simplicity is not just about the design, it's about the message. You know, there is, I basically try to, you know, break it down and to understand it myself better, because I always use simple approaches and minimal design, but I don't really necessarily pay attention. So being on this podcast kind of pushed me to the corner where, okay, do I really understand simplicity as well as I think? So
it's almost philosophical.
yeah, it is. It is a philosophy, you know. It's like there's a psychology to it, you know. There's a message to it. There's everything, you know, is just interconnected in simplicity. I guess the most important part about simplicity in design is to make sure that your point is getting across, and, you know, having a very strong you know, message. Because if you're designing something simple, it is beautiful, but if your point is not coming across, then how is it representing you? How is it making sense? And I feel like that is very important.
An instructor in college years ago who, he was a really funny guy. I think he was from Tennessee originally. I can't remember, but he was from somewhere in the South. And I remember he was trying really hard to explain to my class. I don't think Bobby was in this one, but he was trying hard to explain to us about hierarchy of information. And he was getting frustrated trying to find the words to get across his point. And I just remember him getting really annoyed and finally just busting out with, "You got to keep the main thing, the main thing." And that's the best way to put it. Like, you know, it's, if your message isn't clear and obvious, if you're not exercising stylistic economy and things get muddled, then you're not effectively doing your job as a designer.
Right. And it's, I feel like a lot of us are confused with what, you know, simplicity is, you know, with like confusing it with minimal design. And recently I came across this post on social media that was describing how the psychology behind, you know, simple designs and simplicity in general. And there's a word is cognitive fluency, which is, I didn't know until, you know, recently. And it really got my attention because I feel like I always applied it to how I view like other people's work and how I'm choosing my mentors and, you know, or people who I really look up to, you know, and you know, learn from them. And I felt like I'm being, you know, absorbed into arts that they are simple and they are easy to understand. Mm-hmm. And I felt like every time, like I give you an example, like going on websites, you know, I go on a lot of websites and just to like browse, especially when I was applying for jobs, I was going on so many websites like WeDen Plus can. And the problem with me is that I always, you know, aim high and I fail. And I'm like, okay, oh, that's the reason I failed. I was aiming at WeDen Plus Kennedy and Pentagram and those companies where they're very nitpicky with, you know, the designers they let in. And, you know, going on their websites, I felt like they are, you know, very plain. I guess at first I was a little bit confused of what I'm looking at. And then, you know, I noticed that they're keeping it very simple. They have a very strong message on the first page, homepage. And that's all you need, you know, a strong message. And I feel like that is the biggest part about simplicity, which I picked up.
So Dara, like, you kind of hit on a lot of different points. One thing that I really kind of liked was the fact that a lot with simplicity is getting right to the message and basically visually representing the message or making sure like it's written correctly and not putting, you know, the kitchen sink, kitchen, backyard, everything into it. When the truth of the matter is you just need the spoon. So I guess just quickly, can you talk about
that? Was deep. That was deep, Bobby.
You know, you got to go with the spoon analogy. So can you tell us about, you know, real quick about why designers really need to know simplicity? You know, because a lot of us, we see it through, you know, logo use, especially logos, designing logos, but it transcends beyond that. So why is it important for creatives to know it?
That's a good question. I feel like, you know, simplicity, it is important because we are, you know, visual beings. There are a bunch of, you know, different, you know, learners, you know, we are different learners and we learn things differently and adapt things differently. But I feel like we all are visual learners, even at first, at least. And I feel like the simpler the design is, the easier to understand and the easier to get engaged. Going back to like where I was, you know, looking on different websites and getting an understanding of like what these companies are, I realized that, you know, some companies just have a very short message but very impactful, and some companies they had very long message which kind of turned into an essay. And I feel like that was very confusing to me. And I feel like that is part of the design, you know? I feel like I became all about the messaging of like, you know, how I can cross my message. And I feel like that really influences the design. If the design is simple, I feel like at first I'm getting really engaged. I want to know what is their message. And that is like an interconnection between the message and the design. But if you are using so many different techniques to design something, I don't think I would necessarily get so engaged in that. You know, I feel like, yes, if you are like a, you know, well-known corporate company, and you are using a very complex logo, people are still using you. You know, people are still like, there's the ideology behind how you, you know, approach to create that logo. And I feel like that becomes a very important issue because as designers, we set those examples, but we don't really understand the message behind those examples. So I feel like that is something that we need to focus on as designers, is to understand why a design is that way.
So kind of making it universal.
Right.
Essentially, is like we want to be able to translate to multiple different people, because we know this, like, as much as we want to market out to everybody, the truth of the matter is we find those niche people that we are trying to get to. However, we need to make sure that the message is still translated all the way.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also think, like, you touched on something that really resonated with me, which is getting to the why, which is interesting because I used to, like, in a freelance consulting role that I was in a few years ago, we would do a process that was basically like client intake and onboarding. And it wound up being a process that looked very much like the five different types of questions. I forget what they were called in grade school, but the what, when, where, how, and why. And why is always the most important, like, crucial question, because if you don't know why you're trying to solve the problem that you're trying to solve, it doesn't matter how you try to do it, who you try to solve it for, or where you're trying to solve it, like, nobody's going to click with that. So I think you had a very wise point about, as designers, really thinking through and being intentional about what is motivating us to make certain design decisions that we're making, because it's so easy to just get locked into your gut. And if you have the eye for design, to just go with what looks and feels right to you, without slowing down enough to think through what's causing you to make those decisions, and to be able to articulate what's making you make those decisions and why you're choosing these things. So I think that is a very smart point of you to make, very astute.
I was just going to agree with you on that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I think our next question is essentially this, and I had mentioned, you know, the trend of minimalism earlier, which I don't have a problem with. I probably need to better define my own personal style as a designer, or be able to speak about it more clearly. But I personally never had a problem with minimalism, but I wasn't drawn to it as strongly as some of my peers in college and now in the professional world. But I do see its impact. My question for you is, I think as designers, it's really easy to get caught in the trap of overworking something. And because it always feels better to us as people, I think psychologically, we have a need to, if we're presented with a problem to solve, we have a need to do something about it, to try and make some sort of, like, assertive effort to fix it. And I think designers as visual people tend to express that in a way where they automatically put too many things in a layout. They try to go over the top and overwork things and make things overly ornamental when they don't necessarily need to be, and they don't look as good that way than if you pare it down. But I want to know your thoughts on the opposite problem, which is, I think the best way to illustrate it is when minimalism became super trendy, or when I started noticing it as a trend, I do think there was a point in time where it was very common to see some people who were trying to participate in this thing, and it just wound up looking lazy and flat. Like, you could always tell side by side who was doing minimal and simple thoughtfully, and who was being lazy and trying to churn stuff out fast. And so my question for you is, talk to me about the difference between solid and intentional simplicity in design and something that is just underworked.
That's interesting, because I feel like I've been on both sides. You know, that it happened that I produced a design that was underworked, and there was a time that I produced a work that was really well done and thought through, and I personally enjoyed looking at it. And at the same time, I was very ashamed of those designs that they weren't, you know, perfectly designed, where, you know, it was just like, look really underworked, you know. And I feel like, you know, I love minimalism. I'm biased, and that's just, you know, something I always liked because of those points my dad used to draw on his, you know, which I now I started doing some point drills into, but I get really frustrated. But yeah, I think you know, it goes back to the message. A lot of designs are, you know, a lot of minimal designs they're like, you know, walking on a very thin line. And I feel like as a designer, you know, we are carrying those on that thin line. So if you don't really realize of, okay, so I want to go as simple as possible, because the simpler, the more powerful your message will be, you know? And I love that ideology, but it is so hard to integrate a strong message into something that is very simple. And I feel like that is what we are struggling with, you know, as minimalist designers, you know? I think working for a, you know, corporate company or corporate world allows you to like get that off of your shoulder. And so someone else is dealing with, you know, the copywriting, and you are dealing with the design. But if you are a freelance designer, that would be a, you know, tough situation to be in. It's hard to create that message, and it won't be easy because, for example, if your logo is a box and the name of it is recognition, how are they going to work together? And how are you going to make it work? I think as a designer, you know, we are problem solvers. And I feel like that is the part that takes time, you know? Sometimes. Yeah. A logo takes time to design, you know? And I feel like, I hope I made sense.
Yeah, and I think the tools in your toolbox just look a little different when you're working with simplicity, because you can't lean on certain things that are going to muddle the message.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... It's honestly, it's all about the message when you're talking about, like, you know, simplicity. Because, I mean, there are other principles in graphic design, but I guess, you know, simplicity becomes very important key factor of, you know, in graphic design. I've seen a lot of logos that they're just really complex and not minimal. And I've seen a lot of logos that they are minimal and their message is very complex. And
I'm sorry, finish your statement and I have like a mini follow-up question.
I was just like talking about my experiences of like observing these, you know, two issues of like how, you know, it could be like very problematic to have to design something minimal and not being able to create a strong message.
Let's even strip away your role as like an active designer. Let's just say you as a critic, a design critic, you're scrolling through Dribbble or wherever, and you're scrolling and you're like, oh, that's neat, that's cool. What is a tell? Like, let's say you scroll to the next thing in your feed, and it's some sort of design piece that is intended to be minimal, but it just makes you go, ooh, like some, like, no, that's not working. Like, what is a good indicator that something is not resolved for you?
I think there's like, are we talking about like logos or just any sort of designs?
I mean, it could be logos, it could be like a collateral layout, or it could be like an interface layout, like just something snags on your eye in a bad way.
I think the hierarchy, I guess, it could be like, you know, problematic with like minimal design, because it could get lost and it could be confusing. I think that is for layout, like for example, if I'm looking at a poster, if someone is like just using the minimal approach to create a poster, I want to see a message. I want to see something really strong. And I don't know, I guess by my experiences of like how I can say like that, you know, a design could be bad, or I would say you, I don't have it on the top of my head. You put me in the spot, but
we like to do that around here. It's a psychological tactic.
I like challenges, but I feel like it backfiring at me. I think what I look at is, you know, colors. Even though Bobby mentioned earlier, I used to go only black and white. Now I'm dealing with a lot of colors. But yeah, I feel like it's, you know, everything in a minimal design is the hierarchy, is the color.
And is it all like harmonious and kind of clicking together? Yeah.
Exactly. And I feel like a minimal design could work on those if everything is like, as you said, harmonious and like they're kind of like working together. It's like everything is like bundled up, you know? It's not just one thing. It's not just the typography. It's not just, you know, the typeface or layout or color. It's a bundle. And I feel like everything needs to work together to create something that is impactful.
So Dara, because we're getting close to the end of our episode, one thing is we're covering a lot of things, because simplicity is actually pretty complex, but for designers, and Stephanie, I think you can relate to this, you know, a lot of young designers come into graphic design and they come from a fine art background where a lot of times you're filling in the entire space. You're constantly like, you're putting in so much. Some really do struggle with it. If you had to give like one piece of advice to young designers who are struggling with it, what advice would you give them?
I think I would break down my advice, but work on your message. You know, I think that's the most important part. And I keep saying it throughout this podcast, and I will say it, you know, throughout my life. Messaging is really important, and that is what makes your art really impactful. But also, you know, keep it simple. Don't make it too complex. Don't use too many colors. Don't use too many typefaces. Don't confuse yourself with like, oh, like I want to bring in the best stuff I can. You know, you are doing good. Keep doing it and create something impactful. I think look for what you want. Look for what you like in design, and make it unique, make it your own. It doesn't matter if it's like minimal or complex, or I guess complex is not the right word, minimal or maximal. Just make it, you know, try to cross your point very simply. And I give you a challenge. try to apply that to your resume. Resume is very important. Try to make it as simple as possible. And how you would represent yourself on your resume, I feel like that would reflect on your artwork as well.
Well,
that's Dara, a great message.
It is. Like, I'm so glad that we had you on tonight and we were able to kind of go through this. Dara, I can't thank you enough.
Thanks for having me, Bobby.
I really hope this starts this conversation about simplicity. Everybody starts talking about their versions of it and everything, because the whole point of our show is to keep the conversation going. So thank you, Dara.
Yes, thank you, Dara. It's so nice to meet you. I've heard great things for a while. It's good to finally put a face with stories of this incredible student who moved on to bigger things.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. Thank you so much, Bobby. It's very nice to meet you too. I've heard a lot of good things about you as well. I hope we'll stay connected and keep it simple.
Yeah, and I think it's great that you both are playing nice into this one, when truth of the matter is I've called Stephanie to complain about the cat noises.
I still, like, if I like call my friends and it goes on voicemail, I start mewing so hard and I'm like, okay, you know what?
Can you give us like one solid mew, like on the podcast? Mew. That's perfect.
Simple, so simple but effective. Yeah.
There we go. Yes. So we'll have a new episode coming out in February. We'll have a couple actually episodes coming out in February. So this is Mind Plus Design, and we'll see you guys soon.
Party on.
This episode of Mind and Design was created and distributed with Anchor. Big thanks to Anchor for providing an easy platform to create and share with the world on. If you're interested in starting your own podcast, fire up a browser window and hit up anchor.fm to check it out.